two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies, really hazy in downtown Salt Lake City at this hour, and right now, 23 degrees.
A small accident at northbound I-15 in Murray. I'm Ricky Meese.
We have multiple developing stories to start this noon hour, including the impeachment trial of President Trump. Any minute now, we are waiting to hear from Senator Mitt Romney. We will break in when he takes the Senate podium, but first, police in Brazil are trying to figure out why a man entered the Sao Paulo Missionary Training Center with a knife this morning. He was detained by security until police arrived and then shot and killed when investigators say he tried to attack police. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says the man was detained in the reception area, and when he tried to attack police, he was shot. There were no other injuries. The church is contacting families of the missionaries and staff and will provide any needed support. They also say they are grateful for the prayers and support for the missionaries and the family of the individual who was killed. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment.
We are nearing the end of the Senate impeachment trial, and before the final vote, each senator gets a chance to speak on the floor. We heard from Senator Mike Lee about an hour and a half ago, and any minute now, we will be hearing from Senator Mitt Romney. Joining us live with more is KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. He's live in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Paul?
Maria, yes, Mike Lee was first saying he will vote against removing President Trump, adding that the president was within his authority to pause foreign aid to Ukraine and that doing so was not impeachable. He argued that it wasn't even wrong. He says there has been a growing anxiety among the American people who can sense that their power is going to the federal government.
That very anxiety that caused people to want to elect a different kind of leader in 2016, and they did.
Right now, Senator Christopher Walker from Connecticut is speaking, but Senator Mitt Romney is set to speak very soon. And then after that, he's scheduling a press call to talk about his vote later on this hour. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And again, we are expecting Mitt Romney to stand at the podium dais in any second now. We will take that for you live here on KSL News Radio. Meantime, reaction continues to pour in from last night's State of the Union address. ABC's Dave Packer has the latest.
The icy relationship between President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on full display at last night's State of the Union address. Pelosi snubbed by the president before the speech.
And we are going to go directly now to Mitt Romney.
Of our republic's success, and we each strive not to lose sight of our promise to defend it. The Constitution established the vehicle of impeachment that has occupied both houses of our Congress these many days. We have labored to faithfully execute our responsibilities to it. We have arrived at different judgments, but I hope we respect each other's good faith. The allegations made in the articles of impeachment are very serious. As a senator juror, I swore an oath before God to exercise impartial justice. I am profoundly religious. My faith is at the heart of who I am. I take an oath before God as enormously consequential. I knew from the outset that being tasked with judging the president, the leader of my own party, would be the most difficult decision I have ever faced. I was not wrong. The House managers presented evidence supporting their case, and the White House counsel disputed that case. In addition, the president's team presented three defenses. First, that there could be no impeachment without a statutory crime. Second, that the Biden's conduct justified the president's actions. And third, that the judgment of the president's actions should be left to the voters. Let me first address those three defenses. The historic meaning of the words high crimes and misdemeanors, the writings of the founders, and my own reasoned judgment convinced me that a president can indeed commit acts against the public trust that are so egregious that while they are not statutory crimes, they would demand removal from office. To maintain that the lack of a codified and comprehensive list of all the outrageous acts that a president might conceivably commit renders Congress powerless to remove such a president defies reason. The president's counsel also notes that Vice President Biden appeared to have a conflict of interest when he undertook an effort to remove the Ukrainian prosecutor general. If he knew of the exorbitant compensation his son was receiving from a company actually under investigation, the vice president should have recused himself. While ignoring a conflict of interest is not a crime, it is surely very wrong. With regards to Hunter Biden, taking excessive advantage of his father's name is unsavory, but also not a crime. Given that in neither the case of the father nor the son was any evidence presented by the president's counsel that a crime had been committed, the president's insistence that they be investigated by the Ukrainians is hard to explain other than as a political pursuit. There's no question in my mind that were their names not Biden, the president would never have done what he did. The defense argues that the Senate should leave the impeachment decision to the voters. While that logic is appealing to our democratic instincts, it is inconsistent with the Constitution's requirement that the Senate, not the voters, try the president. Hamilton explained that the founders' decision to invest senators with this obligation rather than leave it to the voters was intended to minimize, to the extent possible, the partisan sentiments of the public at large. So the verdict is ours to render under our Constitution. The people will judge us for how well and faithfully we fulfill our duty. The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did. The president asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival. The president withheld vital military funds from that government to press it to do so. The president delayed funds for an American ally at war with Russian invaders. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust. What he did was not perfect. No, it was a flagrant assault on our electoral rights, our national security, and our fundamental values. Corrupting an election to keep oneself in office is perhaps the most abusive and destructive violation of one's oath of office that I can imagine. In the last several weeks, I've received numerous calls and texts. Many demanded, in their words, that I stand with the team. I can assure you that that thought has been very much on my mind. You see, I support a great deal of what the president has done. I voted with him 80% of the time. But my promise before God to apply impartial justice required that I put my personal feelings and political biases aside. Were I to ignore the evidence that has been presented and disregard what I believe my oath and the Constitution demands of me for the sake of a partisan end, it would, I fear, expose my character to history's rebuke and the censure of my own conscience. I'm aware that there are people in my party and in my state who will strenuously disapprove of my decision, and in some quarters I will be vehemently denounced. I'm sure to hear abuse from the president and his supporters. Does anyone seriously believe that I would consent to these consequences other than from an inescapable conviction that my oath before God demanded it of me. I sought to hear testimony from John Bolton, not only because I believed he could add context to the charges, but also because I hoped that what he might say could raise reasonable doubt and thus remove from me the awful obligation to vote for impeachment. Like each member of this deliberative body, I love our country. I believe that our Constitution was inspired by Providence. I'm convinced that freedom itself is dependent on the strength and vitality of our national character. As it is with each senator, my vote is an act of conviction. We've come to different conclusions, fellow senators, but I trust we have all followed the dictates of our conscience. I acknowledge that my verdict will not remove the president from office. The results of this Senate court will in fact be appealed to a higher court, the judgment of the American people. Voters will make the final decision, just as the president's lawyers have implored. My vote will likely be in the minority in the Senate. But irrespective of these things, with my vote, I will tell my children and their children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me. I will only be one name among many, no more, no less, to future generations of Americans who look at the record of this trial. They will note merely that I was among the senators who determined that what the president did was wrong, grievously wrong. We are all footnotes at best in the annals of history, but in the most powerful nation on earth, the nation conceived in liberty and justice, that distinction is enough for any citizen. Thank you, Mr. President. I yield the floor.
And you heard it right here on KSL News Radio. Mitt Romney, Senator Mitt Romney, describing why he has voted to convict the president in the impeachment trial. Senator Romney calling it a flagrant assault of national security and a flagrant violation of the president's oath of office. Boyd Matheson is now joining me, and Boyd Matheson is going to join me in just 1 minute. So stay with us for more reaction here on KSL News Radio.
Get breaking news straight to your email inbox. Text the word inbox to 57500 for the day's top stories from KSL News Radio.
Wouldn't it be nice if you needed to get an MRI, you could do it without an appointment? And wouldn't it be nice if you could learn the results of your MRI right then and there instead of waiting for your doctor to get back to you because he's waiting on someone else? And wouldn't it be nice if you could do this without an order or referral from your doctor, let alone pre-authorization from your insurance company? Well, you can. They're called TaylorMed MRI. At TaylorMed MRI, your appointment is as easy as MRIFast.com. Just get online and schedule it. MRIFast.com. TaylorMed MRI in Linden is incredibly affordable, as low as $399, and you can even use your HSA account. When it comes to your health, get proactive, get involved, and get your MRI and your results the same day. Sometimes just knowing makes all the difference. Don't wait for the pain to go away. Get on it. After all, who cares more about you than you? Schedule your TaylorMed MRI in Linden today at MRIFast.com. MRIFast.com.
So you have the power to...
Whoa! Mix on low!
At Rocky Mountain Power, we're grateful our customers are our neighbors. That connection means we're always looking for ways to give back. Last year, our employees were proud to raise $406,000 for local charities and to volunteer 15,000 hours with area nonprofits. Working together, we make our community stronger. See how you inspire all of us at Rocky Mountain Power to go even further at poweringgreatness.com.
You want a baby, but you don't want to bust the bank.
Okay, how much is my OB charging? How much is the hospital charging? Anesthesia.
Are skyrocketing costs affecting your choices?
Maybe I can do it without an epidural and we wouldn't have that added cost.
There are options.
Where am I supposed to get this information?
KSL helps you crack the codes to beat the rising cost of giving birth. An unaffordable Utah report, live and streaming Thursday at 10.
And thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. If you've been listening to KSL News Radio, you heard just us minutes ago, Senator Mitt Romney explaining why he is voting to remove the president from office. Joining me live in studio is Boyd Matheson. And Boyd, first of all, your reaction, are you surprised at what happened just now?
I think Senator Romney has been focused on the character component. No.
Oh, there we go. There you go, boy.
Okay, now we're live. Love live radio.
Don't you? Sorry about that.
So not terribly surprised that Senator Romney is going to vote. Now, very important, two parts to the vote. The first article of impeachment is the one that he will vote for. The president should be removed for that. The second is the obstruction of Congress, and I understand that he is going to vote against that particular part of the impeachment articles. But not a big surprise. He has focused a lot on the character component to this. So very different. You look at our two senators here in Utah. They've both taken very different tacks to get to their decisions. One very much on process and the Constitution. The other on issues of character and his responsibility in terms of the truth. And so it's just a very interesting exercise that two senators can get to such a different result.
He seemed very emotional in the way he spoke on the Senate floor.
Yep.
Calling it a flagrant assault of national security, a flagrant violation of the president's oath of office.
Yeah, clearly an emotional moment for Senator Romney, one that I think he wrestled with greatly throughout the trial. He took pages and pages of notes, spent hours and hours debriefing with his staff in terms of what each bit of evidence, what each speech from both the House managers and from the president's defense team meant or didn't mean. And what it meant in terms of his responsibility as a senator and the oath that he took to get to the truth and to get to justice. He also acknowledged and recognized that his single vote is not going to make a difference in terms of the president being removed from office, that he would be one name listed with others, not his Republican colleagues, will be in the history books, but again, will not remove the president from office. So he was very pragmatic, I think, in terms of what this actually means in the end.
Yeah, what does it say about Mitt Romney, his political future, his future in the Republican Party, for him to actually take this stand?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that I think we always say that we want to have our leaders have political courage. And political courage is not when you stand up to your enemies. It's not when you shout angry things at those that oppose you. It's when you have to stand up to your friends or your supporters. And so I think Senator Romney showed some political courage there. Many will disagree with that. But I think he said, you know what, this isn't about party. This is about principle. And here's how I see it. And that's okay. We don't have to agree with the decision he came to. But I do think we have to respect the courage and the process he went through to get there.
Okay, the senators are going to be voting soon. What are you anticipating? Do you anticipate any other surprises on the Senate floor?
So I think the only other potential surprise we could see would come out of West Virginia. Senator Joe Manchin in a very red state, a state that President Trump won by, I think, 42% in 2016. He's been hedging his bet just a little bit. He's been talking a lot about censure, that it would be appropriate to censure the president as opposed to impeach. So he is probably the one Democrat that I think might be leaning towards voting against. So you could have a swap there. You could have a Senator Romney and Senator Manchin sort of swapping sides of the aisle there. But I think that's about it. The other one in question was Doug Jones, from Alabama. But he just indicated about an hour ago that he would vote to impeach.
Okay. Just I have to ask you, once this vote is taken, are these senators, are they going to all be able to work together? I mean, there has been so much conflict over the past few months.
Yeah, there has been a lot. And my hope is that they stay in their seats. They'll all be back in their seats one more time today, about 2:00 local Utah time, to cast those votes. That will be a roll call vote. One at a time, they will stand at their desks and cast their vote. I hope they stay there. And I hope that becomes a regular part. It's what we should see in the Senate and in the House, for that matter, every day. Rather than seeing these empty chambers, people speaking to no one, we should hope that they stay in there and actually have these conversations. So while there is a lot of division, I think it's going to move forward very rapidly. 2020 is already upon us. It really kicked off with the State of the Union last night. Obviously, the Democrats are in Iowa and New Hampshire. So I think this will get in the rearview mirror fairly fast. But I think the Democrats have to be careful. There's some rumblings in the House that they're going to immediately start more investigations, subpoenas for John Bolton, which I think would be, again, political mistake in terms of rolling into that. The Republicans are going to try to keep hitting the president's message on jobs, the economy, and what's working for the American people. So a lot to come. I hope they can set it aside and move the country forward. And the one thing we should all be grateful for is that we do live in a country that has a constitution and a set of principles strong enough to deal with this kind of scenario today. That's a good thing.
All right. Thank you, Boyd. Always enjoy your analysis. And Boyd Matheson joining me here during Utah's Noon News. We've been talking about Senator Mitt Romney, who took the Senate floor before voting today in the impeachment trial of President Trump. He did vote to remove the president on one of the counts and will continue to get reaction throughout the day here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 12:19. We've kind of held you hostage, Ricky Meese, and we appreciate that. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Hopefully no big problem spots out there in the drive.
Just one. It's in Utah County. It is a crash. It's northbound I-15. On the exit ramp at SR 75, that's going to be in Springville, 1400 North. That off-ramp is now shut down to traffic. The crash is actually on the left shoulder, but with emergency crews there at the scene, they're blocking the other lane of traffic. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, though, are seeing good speeds and overall a very good drive. Don't miss the Boat Show, Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 9th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Advance tickets are available at utahboatshow.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, the snow showers have returned along the Wasatch Front early on this morning, at least in some cases anyway. We'll see hit or miss snow showers throughout the morning and afternoon. There could easily be some accumulation and some slick roadways today. High temperatures at 27. We'll get more snow tonight with accumulation and then more snow and rain showers tomorrow as it warms up a little bit, high of 38. More rain and snow for our Friday, high temperature at 42. Then we catch a break. Clouds and Saturday gets up to 45. A lot of clouds on Sunday, 38, partly cloudy 37 Monday, and then partly cloudy Tuesday, 36. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And mostly cloudy, hazy in downtown Salt Lake City, 24 degrees. A quick peek of the markets. Markets in positive territory up by more, the Dow up by more than 400 points. We'll get a check of your money news and continue to get reaction on the Senate impeachment trial here on KSL News Radio.
How would you like a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus? If you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow at 10% for your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. If you're in or near retirement, don't play the roller coaster ride with the market. My name is Jeff Jr. and the president of Trajan Wealth. We can teach you about annuities that will provide you a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. You heard me right, a guaranteed 10% growth on your income. If you have an old 401k, IRA, or another annuity, call us today. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call us, Trajan Wealth, and put your savings on the road to certainty. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
This policy is issued by Athene and has limitations. For costs and complete details of the annuity, contact Trajan Wealth.
Have you been struggling with ED? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Now I know this can be an uncomfortable subject for many men, but there is finally a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. It's called acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown and FDA cleared to increase blood flow. Exactly what a guy struggling needs more of. There is finally a long-term fix that can help you. Now, if you're struggling with ED and sick of the medication, pick up the phone and call us right now. We will do an initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our medical doctor totally free. That's normally $300. There's no obligation and no strings attached. Pick up the phone and call us right now, 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free offer, 801-901-8000.
Shane Company, because a unique engagement ring is really important to my girlfriend.
Shane Company, because I want a Shane Classic Diamond, a stone with an ideal cut and unbelievable sparkle.
Shane Company, because they took the time to really educate us about diamonds, and we ended up finding the perfect one.
Come in or go online.
Let us help you build your dream engagement ring for a proposal on Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year. Find a ring style you like, then select a center stone from the largest selection of natural diamonds, rubies, and sapphires in town. Our non-commissioned jewelry experts will respect your budget. We'll teach you how to evaluate a diamond and let you compare diamonds side by side, so you'll feel confident with your decision.
Come to Shane Company, because you want to give your Valentine the ultimate gift, a romantic proposal. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in less than 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. And Lee joins us with a preview of the show today. Lee?
You can bet we're going to be paying attention to the vote to be cast on the floor of the United States Senate today as to whether or not the senators who have served as adjudicators in this impeachment trial would like to convict or acquit the president of the United States. The stunning development in that storyline this morning is that Utah Senator Mitt Romney has made it known his intention to vote to acquit on one of the two articles of impeachment. We've also heard from Senator Lee this morning. We're going to break down all of that, and I'm going to ask listeners to weigh in as to what they feel. Was it the right decision or the wrong decision? And what does it mean for the future of Mitt Romney in the United States Senate?
All right. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Homey Real Estate Company based here in Utah just announced a funding round that brought in $34 million. The company is going to use the cash to expand into Las Vegas, Boise, and Colorado Springs. KSL Drives Cadillac says you will see a lot of new tech and more leg room when the redesigned Escalade goes on sale in the second half of the year. The automaker also says the new high-def screens in the dashboard are sharper than the 4K TV. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 418 points. It sits at 29,225. S&P 500 up by 28 and the NASDAQ up by 25 points.
IVC is celebrating 15 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard the saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 5 years running for very good reason. The seven physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've probably heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day, because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today and set up a free screening. iVein.com.
The movie show broadcast from Hale Center Theater this Friday. Become a year-round Valentine. Give season tickets to all seven shows to the ones that you love. Weeknight season tickets are 20% off. Buy now.
Are you within 5 years of claiming Social Security? This decision is more complicated than most people realize. It could trigger a mountain of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit thousands of dollars in other benefits. This could add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could avoid this with a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. What you learn in this free analysis could save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it won't cost you a dime. Get your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Salt Lake County Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. It's in Springville where we have an accident. It's at the off-ramp. This is going to be northbound I-15 at the 1400 North exit ramp. That's SR-75 in Springville in Utah County. That ramp is currently closed to traffic because you do have vehicles blocking it off. The crash is actually on the right and a tow truck already at the scene. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we got more snow showers coming our way here. Already seeing some this morning along the Wasatch Front. It's going to stay cold today. Clouds, scattered snow showers through the day. Minimal accumulation expected, but could certainly still be slick out there. Temperatures at 27. We'll get more snow and accumulation tonight, and then more snow and rain showers tomorrow with a high of 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. 24 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. The Senate will vote this afternoon on whether or not to remove President Trump from office, and we now know how the Utah senators will vote. Senator Mitt Romney is going against the majority of his party and voting to convict the president on the abuse of power. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins me live from the KSL 24-hour News Center. Paul.
Maria, yes, there's a split vote from Utah senators about removing the president. Mitt Romney says he will vote to remove the president, saying that the White House did not provide enough evidence to show that an investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden was justified. He believes he will be in the minority, but he says he will go down in history for holding the president accountable.
They will note merely that I was among the senators who determined that what the president did was wrong. Grievously wrong.
But Senator Mike Lee says pausing foreign aid to a country is not impeachable since the president is well within his authority to do so. He says that not only is it not impeachable, it wasn't even wrong. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
An intruder was shot and killed inside the Sao Paulo, Brazil Missionary Training Center early this morning. But the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says no missionaries or staff were hurt. They say the man came inside with a knife. Security guards detained him near the reception area until police arrived. At some point, he tried to attack police, and that's when they shot him. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. U.S. military officials say two jets carrying about 350 Americans fleeing the virus zone in China have landed in an Air Force base in Northern California. Some will be quarantined for 14 days while others will fly on to another military base near San Diego to be quarantined. Federal officials say more planes with American evacuees from China will arrive this week at military bases in Nebraska and Texas. And taking a look at your money at this moment, markets in positive territory. The Dow up 413 points, sitting at 29,221. S&P 500 up by 31 points, and the NASDAQ up by 27.